Let us continue in prayer. God of compassion, we thank you for your unfailing love shown to us in Jesus Christ. When we become overwhelmed by life's demands, remind us to seek your presence before we seek our comfort. Renew our hearts through prayer. Restore our compassion when it grows weary. Open our eyes to the needs of those around us and give us the courage not only to care, but to act in your name. Loving and compassionate God, we come before you today thankful that you are the Lord of all nations and all people. When our world seems uncertain and the headlines leave us anxious, remind us that you remain faithful. Your purposes are never shaken, your love never fails, and your kingdom continues to grow, often in quiet and unseen ways. We pray for our world. We remember the leaders of nations as they met to discuss security and peace. We pray especially for those gathered last week in international discussions and negotiations. Grant them wisdom, humility, and a sincere desire to seek justice rather than power, cooperation rather than conflict, and peace rather than violence. We continue to pray for Ukraine and the Middle East and all places where war has become a daily reality. Comfort those who grieve, protect those who live in danger, and hasten the day when swords will be beaten into plowshares. We pray for those suffering under extreme weather. We remember the people of Europe enduring another season of dangerous heat, and all the communities around the world affected by floods, drought, wildfires, storms, and changing climates. Strengthen emergency workers. Give wisdom to governments, and help us all to be faithful stewards of the world you have entrusted to us. And we pray for Canada. We thank you for the peace and freedoms we enjoy. Guide our Prime Minister, our Parliament, and all who serve in public office as they make decisions that affect our nation's security, economy, and future. Grant wisdom to those entrusted with difficult responsibilities and help our leaders seek the common good with integrity and compassion. We pray for those who continue to struggle financially. Be with families facing rising costs, those seeking employment, seniors living on fixed incomes, and young people uncertain about the future. May our nation never lose sight of those who are most vulnerable. And we pray, Lord, for the shootings that happened in Toronto during the festival, and the people that were killed and harmed. We ask that your presence be felt and that you bring Christians into that situation to show compassion and love. And now we pray for our own community. We thank you for the many opportunities that summer brings for neighborhood gatherings, festivals, recreation, and time with family and friends. May these become opportunities to build stronger communities and deepen friendships. We pray for those working outdoors, for travelers, for children enjoying their holidays, and for all who serve our city throughout these busy months. Lord, remind us that the needs closest to us are often the ones you are calling us to meet. Keep us from becoming overwhelmed by the problems of the world while overlooking the neighborhood next door, the neighbor next door. Give us hearts like the heart of Jesus, hearts that are moved by compassion and hands that are ready to serve. And now, Lord, in just a few quiet moments, we lift up before you our personal concerns for our world, our nation, our community, our congregation, and for those whom we love. Receive these prayers, O God, together with those too deep for words. Renew us through your Holy Spirit, so that as we leave this place, we may be people who have been with Jesus, people who pray deeply, love generously, and serve compassionately. We ask all these things in the beautiful name of Jesus. And all the people together said, Amen.